I want to share with you a fancy English word I learned recently. The word is dialectic. What is dialectic? Dialectic is the fact that you could have two opposing worldviews, two opposing ideas that somehow are able to work in concert with each other. It's a strange idea because essentially you're saying that these things are complete opposites and yet they're able to exist in perfect harmony with each other. And I think that if you were looking for a word to describe Leil HaSeder, it's all that. See, the fascinating part about the Seder is that it comes from the word Seder, which means order, and it is very ordered. There's 15 or 16 steps. We go from one to the end, and if we go out of order, it doesn't work. It's bizarre. Really, does it matter so much? And the answer is yes. Every bit of the Seder matters, and if you don't do it in exactly the right order, somehow the symphony that's supposed to be the Seder is lost. So what's the dialectic? What is the opposing ideas that exist at Leil HaSeder? So to figure that out, you just have to look at the Seder plate. The Seder plate has on it multiple items. And each of the items comes from a different place. We have on it the maror, the other maror, the egg, the karpas, the zroa. All these things are on it. And what are they supposed to be telling us? So think about the items on them. Some of them are clearly from the family of suffering. The maror, 100%. Charoset, that's a tough one. It happens to be that I find it interesting. I love eating charoset. There's a sweetness to it. But what is it? Lezecher. It's lezecher, the bricks. Then you have the karpas, but it's supposed to represent the green of spring. And yet, we put salt water on it. So what's that? We have the egg, korban chagiga. But again, also, it's mixed with the egg. And then we have, of course, the zroa, which is useless, but it's a symbolic gesture to remember the majesty of the Korban Pesach. And then the matzah itself. There's no greater conflict than the matzah itself. On the one hand, why do we read it? Why do we eat it? We eat these matzos to say this is why we went out of slavery. It's this matzah. But on the other hand, the matzah is the idea of the bread of lechem oni. It's the bread of slaves. Which one is it? I think the answer is that the entire night is actually about both forces. Yes, on the one hand, we admit it's a night of suffering. We look back and see where we have been and where perhaps we currently are. The Zroa is the void of not having the opportunity to be in the Mikdash. I think that we have to remember that. That's a really big deal. We don't have the Mikdash. So that's on the one hand. But on the other hand, we look at the night and say, it's not about suffering. It's about the exit from suffering and the opportunity to be free. And I think that's the entire message of Leil HaSeder, is we waffle back and forth. We're free. We're not free. It's great, but it wasn't great. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to reflect on both where we were and where we came. And perhaps adding in one more hopeful message. And I think that message is embedded throughout the Seder, and that's where are we headed? It's not enough just to say we were slaves and now we're not, because where do we find ourselves? We find ourselves as Jews spread across the entire world and all wondering the same thing. When will we get back? When will there be a Korban Pesach again? When will I have that opportunity? Pesach is really, it's a night of opportunity, but you can't appreciate that opportunity without realizing where we started, where we are, and where we're hopefully going. And within that, I just want to close with the idea that Pesach is Chag HaAviv. Is there a season that more embodies that idea than the spring? It's on the heels of winter. We still see some of the thaw as we're coming out of the winter and we're entering into a time of rebirth. But if you look at the fields haven't done enough yet. What happens? We say, look at what the opportunity lies ahead. It's what Pesach is for us. It's a chance of rebirth. It's a chance of great hope. Hopefully we'll be able to see it in its full glory and be able to enjoy a Pesach, not only a Pesach this year, but a much richer Pesach in the future. Have a great day.